Well, you start with the most ferocious competitor that I've ever met in the 40 years that I've covered baseball. He is also, for me, the most underrated player of all time. The fact that he was left off the All-Century team 15 years ago or so was a travesty. When he retired, he had the fourth most home runs of all time. He's one of the great right fielders who ever played the game, but nobody, and I mean nobody, played it harder and cared more about winning than Frank Robinson. Brooks Robinson, Hall of Famer with the Orioles, told me that after Frank got there in 1966, and of course the Orioles won the World Series that year, Brooks Robinson told me that Frank Robinson taught us how to win, which is the ultimate compliment to me.
And that ability to win as a player and that competitive fury that he had contributed to him to be the pioneer for black managers in baseball. How did that come about, and how has that changed baseball?
Well, it's changed it dramatically. Frank was not Jackie Robinson, but he was just behind Jackie Robinson in what he did for black managers, black players. And, of course, he learned from Jackie Robinson. In fact, Frank told me once that when he went through all that he went through in the minor leagues with racism and everything else, he would always remember what Jackie Robinson told him was the only way to beat them is to beat them on the field. And that's what Frank did as a player and as a manager.
Is there a favorite story you have of him, Tim?
Well, I have about a million of them, but on opening day 1975, he's the player manager for the Indians. And he did not put himself in the lineup that day. Phil Segge, the general manager, came down and told Frank, you have to play today. This is your day. So Frank put himself in the lineup, batting second in the order. And the first time up, in the bottom of the first inning, Doc Medich, the pitcher for the Yankees, went 0-2 on him and then threw a really nasty slider on the outside part of the plate. And Frank Robinson said to himself, this guy's trying to strike me out on three pitches. He's trying to embarrass me on my day. Nobody does that to me. And he hit the next pitch over the left center field fence for a home run. And that is the only story you need to know about Frank Robinson.
Tim, before Beautiful. We let you go, are there any modern day Frank Robinsons, people who are contributing to the game in the way that he did, or is he one of a kind?
Well, he's one of a kind for me. Of course, he played in a different time where players hated the opposition, and nobody hated the opposition more than Frank did. So this thought that he's going around shaking everybody's hand before a game like we do today, which is accepted, I get it. But nobody played with the same ferocity that Frank did back in his day today. There are guys just as good as him. Mike Trout's as talented as Frank Robinson was, but nobody played with the same type of anger and ferocity that Frank